Hey there. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Now take another deep breath. You may want to put on a coat and listen to this in your headphones as you walk towards a Starbucks. Or you may want to sit still. But if you are sitting still, be ready to go for a walk in your mind. And I want you to sit there and think about all the times we have gone for walks. Walks on the boardwalk, walks up and down the hill, walks through ravines and parks, our walks in San Francisco. The times you have taken me on a walk and asked me not to speak so that you could teach me. The time that we walked all the way down to Front Street before you went to Ottawa. And I want your mind to go through those walks and choose one that would be extremely helpful to you now. And I want you to start playing that walk in your mind, remembering the light and the sound, remembering what you were seeing, being comfortable in your body and comfortable in the conversation, and noticing how easily information flowed in you and through you and out of you as you moved. And I want you to use all of your powers of visualization and imagination to make this walk real so that as you hear my voice, it is the voice I use as I walk beside you, uphill and down, by the water or by the roads. And as we walk, we talk. And as we talk about the things that are important, we take in information and we exchange it and it becomes ours. And maybe you will remember that it was on a walk that we stopped and you did a six-step reframe and I came away with the seeds of the book that I am still working on. And maybe you remember that it was on that long walk before you went to Ottawa that we sorted through what it would mean for you to be successful in the way that you have become successful. And as you walk, I want you to breathe, not deeply, but easily, as you breathe as you are walking, when you are walking well. And I want you to notice how much information is available to you as you walk, and how deep and wide and rich that information is, and how effortless it is to move forward through that information. Noticing all of the people, all of the buildings, all of the different sensations on your skin and through your body. And I want you to notice how many pages it would take to write all of that information down. And you can imagine as you walk, each page filling and flipping and turning to a new page, full of information, full of detail. And you can notice that all of that information is available to you in memory. That all of that information is easy to find so that it feels precisely as it felt the first time you experienced this walk. And as you notice that, I want your mind to turn to the section that you will be studying next. Not to the whole of the manual. I want you to focus on just a few pages. And whether that section is 2 pages or 20 pages, I want you to notice how small it seems. In such a big world filled with so much information that you handle so effortlessly as you move through it, this is only a few pages, 2 or 10 or 15. I want you to notice that there are boundaries around that information, that it is held on the page and held stable. But I also want you to notice that you can enter each page as you would open the door to a room. And you can look around a well-ordered room and it will tell you a story. And as a police officer, many times you have opened a door and walked into a room and looked for the story it would tell you. And based on that story, you would find the key information, the information you needed to do precisely what you needed to do your job, to create safety and order. And I want you to notice how many times through the years you have looked into chaos and found the thread of the story that allowed you to find the meaning and to help reestablish order out of chaos. And now I want you to think of that section you will be studying next, and only that section. And I want you to notice that if this is all there is in the world for the next half an hour or an hour, that the world has become simple, that complexity has fallen away and become words on a page. And as you look at each word, I want you to notice you understand the word and you understand the situation the word represents. I want you to notice how much of this section is your section already, that it is part of your experience, that it is stored in your memory of the things you have done and the things that you have watched done and the things that you have known must have been done. And with this knowledge, that this is clear, that this is confined, that there is so little information in this section compared to the information that is all around you, I want you to rest in that information, walking comfortably through it, allowing each piece to be what it is, in the same way that you allow the landscape to be what it is as we walk. And I want you to hear your voice and my voice as we talk about the information in the section, as you explain your world to me, as you explain it to yourself, creating meaning from the words on the page, and letting that meaning sit in your head and your heart and your body as we walk together. And I want you to walk comfortably and well through the passage, knowing that when you tire, you can sit, you can close your eyes, you can have a cup of tea or coffee, or you can merely rest, trusting yourself to continue to walk through the information, to sort it into a landscape, to store it in a room in your brain, so that when you go back to that room and you open the door, that room will tell you its story, and you will make meaning of it, and you will be able to walk into that room and find precisely what you need. Take another breath. And notice that as you imagine that walk we were taking, as you smell the air and feel your body moving comfortably, as you listen to my voice and to the sounds around us, that you enjoy going for a walk, and that going for a walk makes you feel lighter and better, more comfortable in yourself, more relaxed and more ready. And when you come to the end of the walk, open your eyes and begin the other walk, the walk through the material, knowing that you will enjoy it, that you will handle it as comfortably and with as wide awake, precise attention as you handle walking.